Anti-gun lobbyists say new legislation allowing hunting in New South Wales national parks is part of a creeping campaign to ingrain a US-style community acceptance of gun culture. The implementation of the laws was delayed this week because of governance concerns regarding the statutory body empowered with regulating the new system, the Game Council. And while those opposing the laws welcome the deferral, they're still concerned about what they believe is the ultimate agenda, to establish guns and shooting as an Australian way of life. But as Joe Jarvis reports, the shooters' lobby argues amateur hunters are playing an important role in managing the environment.
This interview of an American father and his young son on the ABC's Foreign Correspondent program this week exemplifies the attitude the Australian anti-gun lobby fears.
What would you like to be able to do?
Shoot like rifles.
Is that a pretty important moment for your family when a son first shoots?
Yeah, absolutely. He certainly sees quite a few guns in the video games and on TV, and today I think being around them will teach him a little bit more of what they're really about.
It's sentiments like these anti-gun lobbyist Rebecca Peters fears are growing in Australia. She sees the New South Wales laws as a cog in a bigger plan.
One reason why they would want to expand their access to hunting in more areas is to build public acceptance of hunting, to be able to recruit more people and to normalise it basically as part of society, to try to establish that it's normal to have guns and it's normal to kill other living creatures in New South Wales, which at the moment, it isn't normal. There are lots of people who do it, but it isn't normal and it isn't generally accepted.
The right to hunt in national parks was part of a deal struck last year between the Shooters and Fishers Party and the New South Wales State Government, which wanted to pass electricity privatisation legislation. Shooters Party MP Robert Borsak strongly contests the idea his party has a wider agenda.
It's rather naive rubbish, actually. I mean, New South Wales has had a hunting culture that goes back over 40,000 years, and certainly most recently, as far as the use of firearms is concerned, back to the first settlers when Captain Cook arrived on these shores. To talk in terms of a gun culture is nonsensical. It's never changed. It's always been the same. It's not guns, it's hunting culture. That's what it is.
The New South Wales Game Council, which will regulate the new system, says the aim of the legislation is feral animal control. Currently, only professionals can cull pests in national parks. The council's chairman, John Mumford, says once the laws are underway, amateurs will play an important environmental role.
What we're trying to do is make it acceptable within society for hunters to contribute to pest animal control.
And that's the New South Wales Game Council Chairman John Mumford, ending that report by Joe Jarvis.